John Eldridge knows suffering very well. But he also knows the restoring power that's found in Jesus Christ. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. And John opens up about his experience.
I lost my best friend to cancer. I actually have lost two grandchildren prematurely. And so we know suffering recently in the last couple of years. And I am a living witness to the proof that Isaiah 61 is true. There is grief. There is sorrow. But God really does heal human hearts.
And inviting Jesus Christ into your journey provides both freedom and healing.
In that famous passage in Revelation that so many people quote, I stand at the door and knock. Jesus says, if anyone opens the door, I'll come in. That's actually a letter written to Christians. That's to the church. And I know we use it in evangelistic context, and I think that's appropriate. There are choices that we make to allow Christ into our pain. We allow him into our suffering in order to experience his healing grace.
Allowing God into what you're experiencing is the answer.
You hurt your heart, you pull away. We pull back, we close up like an oyster, and that won't allow the healing to come. And so I would say that the first step begins with opening the disappointment, opening that particular realm of your heart and soul to Christ, inviting him in so that he can do his healing work.
In the midst of your pain, there is hope and healing in a relationship with God. Do you need some encouragement right now in your life? Go to cru.org.